Proclamation number 8689 of 30th of November, 1963. Prerequisite for the illumination of love. Contact with God. My love light ray lowers itself into the heart of him who opens himself to me to the reception of love and power. And a blessing for his soul will always arise for him through it, because the time of intimate union with me must also earn him my presence, which can never remain without effect at the soul. And my divine love light radiates in form of knowledge about pure truth to man, who now increases in knowledge and reaches constantly higher light, to whom a knowledge is opened, which cannot be supplied to him in another way in such a way that it touches his heart. The intellect certainly can be considered from different sides, but it will not be able to judge, which knowledge corresponds to truth, while my dress, my ray of light, illuminates the soul so brightly that it now also knows that it walks in truth. And I want to make my creatures happy with a spiritual good, which puts them into a state of light. I do not want to let them pass away in darkness of spirit, but the prerequisites must be there, which allow direct radiation of light. Yet you can be certain of this, that you need only express the request to be touched by my ray of light of love in order to now also be chosen as a receiving station which can pick up my ray of light and pass it on again. Only few people have the will and the desire to receive my emanation of love, and I can now grant it to them directly or indirectly through you who receive my ray of love. For no person will address such a request to me in vain to be allowed to receive my light of love. It is just that people's degree of maturity varies, and that is why the granting does not always take place directly. Yet every person who desires to receive will receive. But people usually think I am too distant for them to believe that they can establish a direct connection with me in order to be addressed by me directly. They must first have established the right relationship with me. The relationship of a child with its father. In order to now also childlike appeal to me to let my light of love shine to them in order to enter into the blessing of light and strength which every soul needs. Only the close bond with me is necessary, which, however, is only established with the father, not with a distant God. And to this close bond I always try to stimulate you. Often a small impulse is enough that you raise your thoughts to me. It can cause you joy and gratitude, or also sorrow and affliction, to talk to me in your thoughts. I will always give you an answer when you just expect it. But it can also first bring about great adversity that you call upon your God and Creator, and then I will also make myself known to you as a father who is concerned about all his children and wants to help them in every adversity, be it earthly or spiritual. And then also those oppressed will experience my dress, and their bond with me will become stronger, because every help on my part is an allowance of power, which the soul feels beneficently. No human being can measure the blessing that the conscious bond with me in thought or prayer will result in for the soul, for it will always create the opportunity for my flow of love light and strength to flow into the person who first needs to establish contact. Otherwise the person will still be separated from me, since he once established the separation himself. And every bond is a step of return to me. The original relationship is established again, in which the being was inseparably connected with me and also conscious of it. The willful separation from me is also triggered in the being the awareness of an endless far distance from me. And every intimate union with me cancels the state of separation from me and must now also earn the being again light and power from me, which will always have an effect on the soul, which always comes closer to me, which attains knowledge again which it had lost and thus is also placed into brightest realization, because I myself convey truthful knowledge to it which chases away all darkness and makes it happy, because it fills in possession of light and strength again and now also recognizes me as its origin and as the final aim towards which it seriously strives. Amen.